Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Dave Erfley, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. Now Dave, it's been a couple weeks since we last had you on the show. I know you've been on the road and, well, unfortunately, what we have to report, as I know you know, is the gold stocks, precious metal stocks, even the silver stocks, really getting hit again. And the whole question is, and this is where we're going to focus, is what is going to lead the underlying precious metals sector? Is it the stocks and now even silver telling us that gold should be going lower because of the downward pressure that all the stocks have had on them? Or is the underlying metal price gold, because it has been relatively resilient, especially in the last couple of days of high volatility, is that saying that maybe these stocks have overdone it on the downside and deserve a little bit of a bounce to maybe play a little bit of catch up to, again, that kind of boring move in gold? Dave, what do you think? What are the options? What are the potential?
Oh yeah, it's been quite interesting lately, Corey. Last Friday especially, the juniors have been leading this move down. They just keep going down. And while the gold price maintains that $1,800 floor, and a lot of them are selling off on not much volume at all. So it hasn't been really panic selling here. It's been more like, get me out, I'm throwing the towel, kind of like selling. And I noted to my subscribers last Friday in my update that last Friday after the COMEX closed at 2:30. Eastern time, the juniors really started, this junior selling really started to pick up. And the GDXJ closed just below 45, which was strong weekly support, and it actually made a 52-week low. So I warned my subscribers that, hey, we might start to see some capitulation next week on Monday. And because we had the GDXJ not only close below that support, weekly support at 45, but also below the 100-week moving average. And that was tested a few times and it was never broken. It was bounced from there. And when it broke that, I was like, okay, if that breaks, then we might start to see some capitulation. And sure enough, we're starting to see some capitulation this week in a lot of the juniors. We're seeing a lot of fishing lines. But it's like I said, it's really not on big volume. A lot of these moves are happening on really low volume. And meanwhile, the GDX is not even close to its March lows yet. Also, the silver price, you know, that's really looking ominous. If we get a weekly close below 25, and 25 is right around that uptrend line of that huge multi-month ascending triangle that silver's made ever since it had that huge move up to 30. So if that breaks down, I wouldn't be surprised to see $22 silver in short order. And the silver juniors have been predicting that move. So although the juniors have basically been telling us that, hey, gold's going to lose 1800 and it might even lose that 1750 area, it just doesn't. Gold continues to maintain above 1800, and even the stock market started to roll over, which is really what we need to get people interested in this sector again, I think, because we need the stock market rolling over. But when you have a panic move down, gold stocks are stocks, so those are sold as well too. And we were talking off the recording here before the recording started about people starting to sell tax loss early. So we're starting to see some tax loss selling coming in to a lot of these juniors that have really continued to go down since they made their huge moves back last year at this time. So I know that was a kind of a drawn out answer, but there's a lot going on right now. So there's a lot on my mind, and I know there's a lot on everybody's mind out there in this sector as it continues to kind of really frustrate us.
Yeah, Dave, it's definitely a weird time where you've seen the juniors indicating the gold should go lower, but it's held tight. It's silver is teetering on the brink there. And if it breaks, then I'm worried that would just be get more selling and put a little bit more pressure on. But on the other side, there's folks saying that, hey, maybe the miners have overdone it here. Maybe people are taking some tax losses early and they're going to start buying this dip. But let me ask you a question about the last point you made about needing to see the general markets roll over before maybe more generalists come into this space and get interested. We've heard from some generalists that say there's a lot of money on the sidelines from institutions and private investors, and that they're waiting to buy a dip in the stock market. And so people waiting for a dip in the stock market, it's generally short-lived and it doesn't last long. There hasn't been a very meaningful correction in the general stock markets really in 12 years. So what if that day still keeps getting pushed in the future? Could you see a scenario where the mining stocks and gold and silver still rally along with the markets? Or do you think it's going to take that shift in investor focus to get them to rotate into the precious metals and the resource stock sector?
Yeah, I think it's definitely the latter, but the former also. I mean, you are going to see the gold stocks continue to perform well with the equities further on down the line. But I think we're going to need to have a correction first to get people interested in this sector again. I mean, let's face it, the gold sector has been a terrible investment this year. And while just about everything else has not, I mean, stocks continue to make all-time highs. I know we had a big correction yesterday, but look at today. It's gone right back up again and clawed back most of those losses. So and take a look at the gold stocks. I mean, the gold stocks had a little pop this morning with the stock market, but as the stock market has held its gains so far here, the gains in the juniors and the GDXJ and the GDX were sold off again, so it looks like the GDXJ is going to make another low, and there's really strong long term support at 41 in the GDXJ. I really think that's going to get tested now, but we have that Fed meeting coming up here. That's going to be the next catalyst for what's going to take place in the sector. I think either we're going to see a catalyst of the Fed basically taking the juniors down to that, taking the GDXJ down to that 41 level, or will it get down to that 41 level before then, and then Powell basically coming out and saying what he was going to say, which is, hey, we're not changing anything. We told you we're not changing anything. We're going to keep our $120 billion purchases going. We're going to maintain rates at 0 to 0.25. We all know that's going to hold for the next year or so. They're not going to be raising rates anytime soon. So, I mean, is that what's going on? Are the gold stocks already factoring that in, and it's going to be a sell the news? I mean, buy the news situation where they've been selling gold stocks, thinking that the Fed's going to hint about tapering. They could hint about tapering, or they could wait till the Jackson Hole meeting at the end of August to maybe throw out a hint about tapering. But the stock market yesterday was buying the hint of a taper, and then today they're not buying the hint of a taper. So I think and you also got to throw in summer doldrums here. You know, there's, you know, people have finally been able to get out on vacation. Here I am on vacation for the first time in over a year. So I think that's got a lot to do with it too, with the low volumes in the juniors, as well as, you know, nobody really caring about this sector anymore.
Yeah, Dave, I want to personally and publicly blame you for crashing the precious metal sector, because we've noted offline that whenever you travel in the past, the sector gets hit. So thank you for that. But what are you advising your folks to do, in all seriousness, with the fishing line sell-offs we've seen, and there's a lack of interest, there's low volume moves that are pressing stocks down? Are you looking to nibble a little bit down here, or are you looking to just wait to see that something structurally changes first in the technicals, or wait for the Fed meeting first? Are you looking to do any buying down here, or do you think it's best to wait?
Well, personally, you know, I built up a pretty large cash position before this took place. Of course, it's now a bigger cash position as far as a percentage wise my portfolio, seeing, you know, a lot of my paper gains go by the wayside the past few days here. But I've basically been cautioning my subscribers ever since the reversal in June to basically, you know, hold on to your cash and wait to see how this plays out. And recently I've been saying, wait to see how this plays out into the Fed meeting and see what they're going to say. And What I did last in my last weekly update, when I warned of a possible capitulation starting this week, I gave them stink bids price. I gave them stink bid prices on all my holdings. So if they want, they could put in some stink bids in the positions I already hold, and some of them are pretty stinky. What you want to do in situations like this is you want to have your core positions, but you also want to have a decent size amount of cash to take advantage of this. So half of you, hopes the bloodletting ends soon. And then the other half of you wants to see more capitulation so you can grab a few of those companies that you put on your watch list that you missed earlier that are doing all the right things. And there's a handful of those companies out there that I missed that I'd like to get into and I'd like to see get a little lower. And I'm just waiting to see what happens at the Fed, see what they say, see how the market reacts, see what the algorithms do after Powell has his meeting speech. I'm not sure if he's going to have a press conference afterwards, since the Jackson Hole meeting is coming up at the end of August. But if they have a press conference, then you know that the algorithms are going to be set to whatever he has to say at that press conference as well. And that's going to be next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. And then the press conference would be at 2:30.
So Dave, big picture here. I realize that we're still waiting on the Fed, but look, we have heard a lot of these positive fundamental comments. A lot of people are saying, look, fundamentals show that gold, precious metals are a good investment and they are safe. But as you mentioned, gold stocks have been one of the worst investments this year. And even in the second half of last year, there's a big disconnect there. How long can this whole sector, in your eyes, stay solvent if the correction continues? Because we do have to consider that companies are cashed up. So that is a very positive sign for the markets or for the gold stocks. But if this correction or even bear market drags on for months longer, even another year, they're not going to be as solvent. So where's the balance here?
That's a great question, Corey. So we all have to ask ourselves, what are we going to do on this bounce? Because we know a bounce is coming up here. These things are getting really oversold. And like I said, that 41 support on the GDXJ is pretty strong. But if we see some panic selling, you know, let's say the stock market has a panic sell off and takes gold stocks down with it, you know, there's more support down at the 38 level, which is a 200 week moving average on the GDXJ. That could even get tested. But we know there's going to be a bounce. So we have to say to ourselves, what are we going to do during that bounce? Or what are we going to do during that sell off? Are we going to add more? Or are we gonna keep our cash and wait to see what happens with the bounce and maybe even build up some more cash to see what happens? Because maybe we should wait and see if that gold price is gonna get over that 1950 area, because I think that's the price it needs to get over to ignite the sector again. I think gold needs to get back above 1950 on a weekly closing basis to ignite this sector again. And is that gonna happen? And if it doesn't happen, I think this consolidation could continue even longer. And then we have to say, like you said, we have to say to ourselves, which companies do we have to start trimming that are going to need to cash up again? So if you're looking at companies right now, you want to look at companies that have enough cash well into next year.
Absolutely. Dave, good comments, man. Thanks for taking some time out of your day while you're traveling. Hopefully you get back soon and hopefully this correction ends soon. But hey, all we can do right now, unfortunately, is watch the action in the gold stocks and hope that these stocks start to bounce back and hope that gold doesn't fall further and catch up to the gold stocks. Dave, thanks as always for your time, buddy. Have a great rest of your trip.
My pleasure, Corey. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.